Well, hello to all the lovers and loved ones out there in Booville. You might be wondering why on earth I'm making you listen to this strange music, as well as my ugly voice. Well, there does happen to be a good reason. Today I'm doing my February Day 14 audio challenge, and it's all about love. So, for me, this happens to be one of the most romantic arias in all of opera. Now, I'm sure my fellow opera buffs would have something to say about that, and would possibly disagree with me, considering that there are so many romantic arias in opera. But this one really speaks to me personally, and sings to my soul. It's Salut, demeure chaste et pure from Faust. I adore the violin obbligato in this aria, and I also love the way this particular tenor renders the aria. This is an up-and-coming young singer from Korea, whose name, and hopefully I'm pronouncing this properly, is Wookyung Kim. Oh, what a voice. It makes me melt. And there's the violin. But I'll stop this now because I don't want to inflict it any further upon those who might not enjoy this kind of music. But yes, this February Day challenge is about Valentine's Day. How do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't. I haven't for a long time, simply because I am, as they say, unattached. I'm a happy singleton. I'm not close-minded to the idea of having a relationship. I simply haven't found anything. If something comes along, that's great, but I'm not actively seeking. Having said that, though, I have had some very nice Valentine's Days in the past. One time, a person with whom I was having a relationship very thoughtfully sent me flowers on Valentine's Day, and I was totally not expecting it. Now, unfortunately, the fellow turned out to be, well, to put it mildly, a total jackass, but I'm not going to go into that. And I do appreciate that on this particular day he did think to send me flowers. I've also had friends over for drinks on Valentine's Day. In fact, that reminds me, the one time in my life that I got seriously drunk was on a Valentine's Day. I was having rye and Coke, which is something I would not drink now, simply because I don't like Coke. And I can't imagine drinking rye neat. But I was having rye and Coke at the time, and I was the one mixing the drinks. And I did it with a far too heavy hand. I was much too liberal with the rye. And, oh my life, I got so drunk. It is an experience that I would definitely not care to repeat. I was physically ill. Like, I got drunk to the point where the room was spinning around, and I was dropping things. Had very little control over my bodily abilities. I broke a wine glass, and then I had to ask my one friend to hoover up the broken pieces because I was incapacitated and could not do it. And then, of course, the next day I had one hell of a hangover. So, as I said, that is an experience that I do not intend to repeat anytime soon. Is Valentine's Day too commercialized? Well, yes, it probably is. I mean, it's an excuse for companies to sell all kinds of flowers and chocolates, but at the same time, I do believe that there is never a bad time to show one's confirmation of one's love for someone else. And so sometimes we need to be reminded to do that, and Valentine's Day serves as a good reminder. Would I rather receive 100 roses or 100 pieces of chocolate? Well, I'm afraid I'd have to go with the latter, simply because A, I have no sight, and B, I have no sense of smell. So, unfortunately, the roses would be rather lost on me. I do love the way flowers feel, but I would get a lot more out of the 100 pieces of chocolate, especially if it was like a nice big box of assorted chocolates. Oh yes, that would be wonderful. Would I rather host a Valentine's Day party or be a guest at one? Well, to be honest, I've only ever hosted a party maybe twice in my life. And one time I was very young and I had help. So I'm not really sure I'd be any good as a host. I think I'd far rather be a guest. Because I'd want people to have a good time, and I'd be afraid I wouldn't give them a good time if I was the one hosting. Would I rather give a really nice Valentine's gift or be the recipient of a really special Valentine's gift? Well, that's kind of a hard question to answer because I have reasons for wanting both. I'm sorry. I realize that's selfish, but I'll try to explain this in a way that will make it seem not quite so narcissistic. I would love to give a very special Valentine's gift simply because I love the anticipation of knowing that someone that I care for is going to get something nice, and I love seeing the person's reaction to receiving a lovely gift. But at the same time, to be perfectly honest with you folks, if I were to receive a certain type of Valentine's Day gift, I think I would be extremely overwhelmed with ecstasy. Now, I'm not talking about your standard flowers, chocolate, bottle of wine here. If someone were to write me a Shakespearean sonnet or something like that for Valentine's Day, that's really what would put me in seventh heaven. So I am waiting to meet the next Robert Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Anyway, would I rather receive a kiss from a stranger or a kiss from a slobbery dog? Depends upon how attractive said stranger is, I suppose, and whether there's actually any chemistry there or not. If there isn't, then I think getting a kiss from a total stranger would be a bit off-putting. So perhaps I'd rather have it from the slobbery dog. I would much rather spend Valentine's Day with friends than with family. No offense to my family, they're lovely people, but there are certain days when it's just better to spend time with friends, and Valentine's Day is one of them. Do I believe in love at first sight? No, I do not, but I do believe in chemistry at first sight. Because it's something that I've actually experienced. Love, I think, takes time and compromise. It's really a two-way street. But chemistry? Absolutely, that can happen at first meeting. And then, generally, one takes the time to get to know someone and decide if that person is worth... I don't want to say pursuing, that sounds wrong, but... investigating? Getting to know. Yeah, that's better. There we go. So there you are, there are my romantic thoughts for a very late Valentine's Day February challenge.